Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Jay, lighten up. Come on. All right.
It's late enough. It's 7 after the hour. It's the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, working our way through the summertime. For those of you who can't wait for something new and different because you are whatever is built into your psychosis there, we have today, well, that's what's going to happen tomorrow. Starbucks is already starting to promote its pumpkin spice latte. I should have done this in the Food, Farm, and Family report, but it didn't jump out of the screen until just now. So for those of you who are looking for sweater time, which does not include me, Jay, you looking forward to sweater time? You like sweater
time. I am. Well, you know me. Winter is my favorite time of year. That's my favorite season. I thrive. And as far as my least favorite season, it's summer. So bring it on.
Apple picking is starting, too, around the country. Really good apples. There's been a lot of rain in most parts of the country where the apples grow. So that'll be good. And what do we have? Let's see.
So good.
Starbucks. Dunkin' Donuts must have the same pumpkin kind of a...
Yeah, I think everybody gets in on the pumpkin spice latte.
Right.
The PSL.
Yeah. Yep. All right. I don't know when it started. Who is it that first looked at a cup of coffee and said, let's dump some pumpkin into that? who came up with that?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a latte, so it's the espresso and the milk and then the different flavorings. And I think Starbucks always has different ones at different points of the year, and then they have the year-round ones, just put that flavoring.
Well, I know, in the summertime, Dunkin' Donuts promotes those really sweet sugary drinks.
Yes, yeah. And I personally do not like pumpkin flavor in things unless it's pumpkin pie, and even then I'm very picky. It has to be specific pumpkin pies.
I think if somebody gives me a piece of pumpkin pie, I want a big spoonful of vanilla ice cream on it to kill the taste.
Okay. Yeah, one of the things that you can tell. Sometimes whipped cream is good with it too, but if you the more ice cream or the more whipped cream you have to put on it to hide the flavor of what is under it, you don't like it.
Yeah, yakabunga. All right, let's talk about something that's new and good. It has to do with the global warming, the people who are dying. Oh, my God, look at the coral reefs. They're all dying. Oh, well, that's not quite true. There has been a research done by the Pacific Institute about, the Pacific Ocean. I guess that it's not a surprise. It's not a stretch to get that the Pacific Institute is going to know what's going on in the Pacific Ocean. So, what they are saying in their latest overview, the mass effects of warming waters and how much it's threatening or not reefs all around the globe. So there have been lots of studies, and the Pacific Institute has looked at decades and decades and decades of data. And they have found that if coral thermal tolerance continues, I think this is pretty good. Let's write this down. It's a new term, right? Coral thermal tolerance.
Say it 10 times fast.
Coral thermal tolerance. And you can get from the gist of the words what it means, right? The coral reefs are beginning to understand or figure out how to adapt, as most things do, to the continuing changes taking place on the world. The only reason I get so hepped up about this stuff is because I want to have a different point of view so that you can at least consider that all the hoopla that you hear about global warming, even though some of it, if not most of it, is the factual focus is that the temperatures are rising. Yeah, but does buying an electric car fix that? No, doesn't fix anything. except it'll drain your pocketbook well after the 7 years and the battery runs out. Anyway, that's not what we're talking about. The data here significantly changes the way the warm temperature is impacting. And apparently there's a press release yesterday from the Pacific Institute which suggests, quote, our study indicates the presence of an ecological resilience to climate change. Hopefully people have enough in their vocabulary so they know what resilience means, right? Am I speaking down or up to the audience, Jay?
No,
we all know what resilience
is.
Right, okay. So what this thing does is highlight the need for continuing to be committed to understand, not necessarily change, but understand what's going on in the coral reefs. Work they're doing offers a glimmer of hope, emphasizing the need for focus, but the end of the world. Basically, what they're saying is that the end of the world is not coming, and the Mother Earth is doing what she has always done, and that is adapt to the circumstances. And that those beings or those items that cannot adapt, they go away, and then there are new things that come along. Once again, all of the hysteria about this particular species going away was the last time we focused on. There are 1,000, like, white tigers or something in there, so we got to do something about that.
There are some species of creatures and plants and all of these things that we still don't even know exists on our planet.
Okay, the NASA website. Today is another one of my favorite items that I think opens up our mind and gives us cause to be optimistic about what's going on here. The focus isn't on us, though, right now on the NASA website. It's on India, because as of this week, India has become the fourth country to complete a lunar landing. You'll remember earlier this week, a Russian spacecraft that went to the moon crashed, which is what... did we smile when that happened? Yep, actually, we did. I did. I didn't smile. I mean, a lot of work was done by people, but they're not focused on that. This was a distraction as much as anything else from what's really going on there. Anyway, there was a touchdown this week. The Indian, and this sounds even kind of weird, doesn't it? The Indian spacecraft. Isn't that those two words kind of like don't really hit in your head?
Why not?
I don't know. I don't think of India as being a space power. I think of India being an overcrowded, dirty, you know, you go to New Delhi and you see the stuff floating down the river. The whole country now.
This is the first landing on the South Pole.
Right. It's on the South Pole of the moon. You wonder, okay, what's the difference between the South Pole, the North Pole, or any other part of the moon? And I can't tell you that if we run a dig deeply into that, there's a whole chapter on the NASA website about what's on the surface of the moon. It's kind of wonderful, though, in a way, to think about something like this happening, that people who've done all the work to figure it out. What I find tragic is that we collectively, humanity, spending a lot of money to do the same thing, whereas, you know, okay, so we did it first, or the Russians did. Why don't we share the information? What do we do? Think of all the wasted time and effort. Okay, we want to send somebody to the moon. Please help us. Why wouldn't you think that was a good idea? I'm the only one who's thinking about that? I guess I am. So here we go. Let's keep moving here. A new study.
I was going to ask you to elaborate on it a little bit more.
Go ahead. What do you want to know? What, about the Indian landing?
The thought process behind what you were just saying.
I've said a lot in the last 60 seconds. What one thing do you want me to elaborate on?
Why are people not helping us a little bit more?
you mean each other? Why aren't we working together?
But aren't we? I feel like this is one of those things that people are still celebrating. This is still a worldwide celebration that this happened. It's not necessarily the space race anymore of trying to be first to do different things and taking each other down.
That's a good way of looking. That's another way.
United thing.
Yeah, that's another way of looking at it. I get what you're saying. But I just think there are lots of things we can be doing together mankind needs help with a lot of things. You know, we have social problems and we have physical problems and mental problems and things that would be seemingly, we'd all be served better if we all could be maybe inspired by the work one person here does. For example, Albert Einstein's work, everybody benefited from that. Mm-hmm. He wasn't just doing it for his country. He was doing it for the world. Edison, think about all the people who have come up with things that have benefited all of mankind. Scientific research onto cancer and illnesses in general. You know, that kind of stuff. The recent meeting of the European Union on COVID and what that brought to the surface and how many people were trying to you know, still deny what those people across the board. There are 84 different representatives from different countries who all pretty much agreed that the COVID thing was started in the 60s and continued to develop, and nobody wanted to pay any attention to it because guys like Fauci kept telling you, oh, don't worry about that. We've got it under control. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Okay. Unga bunga. So what else? California's largest freshwater lake, pollution and algae, big problem. Until this was something I found fascinating because it sort of related to what was going on in Lake Mead. You know where Lake Mead is? Outside of Las Vegas?
Yeah.
And it's been
yeah.
going down for it's years. Down.
And so right. many things have been discovered and found. And
yeah. Right. Including a lot of bodies that got thrown in
yeah.
by the bad guys in Las Vegas. So now the water, because of all the rain they had after the hurricane, the water in Lake Mead went up like 4 inches in 24 hours. It didn't fill it back up again, but it. I brought it back, and so people were regaling that. I guess I would use that as a way to encourage you, if you're all about going to Las Vegas, to call that number, that special Doug line, 800-419-DOUG. Have you called it yet? Have you made your reservations? Have you gone? I'd like to actually hear from people who have taken the trip. I see people saying they're going, but why don't you use our social media, at Good Day Networks, to tell us about the trip so other people can see what you've enjoyed with those two free nights in Vegas. 800-419-3684. Maybe you can go for a swim while you're there in Lake Mead. It's 18 after the hour on Good Day. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now 23 after the hour. This is the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week of, well, the last week of August, even. When you look at this, we're only 3 weeks away, Michael, from the first day of spring, good, Doug. Well, spring down in the southern hemisphere. So for those of you listening in the southern hemisphere, here we go. They're having floods down there. The weather. You and I both live in New England. We both live in Massachusetts, matter of fact. And so looking into number 10 with a little more in-depth with a I take away the focus on climate change and just talk about the events themselves. So what I found most intriguing about this and how it impacted you and me as we do this program, you and I are both getting poured on, or our domiciles are being poured on, because it's once again a heavy pelting rain. This time it's the aftermath of Hurricane, what was his name, Hillary, right? It was Hillary who did the damage last weekend, going through the southern Baja up into the first of the week into Los Angeles. San Diego got it, but not badly. Los Angeles got a lot of rain, and then it moved into Las Vegas. But if you follow the track of the storm, this is what's most interesting about this. It went up to the northeast, got caught by the jet stream, so the weather poured over southern Canada, and now has come down in a loop over New York State and into New England, and the same rain that pelted and it basically traveled from the Pacific to the Atlantic. Pretty amazing.
Wow, you mean the Pacific and the Atlantic are connected?
Apparently by this big storm.
Kidding.
Hillary.
No, of course.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it just shows you how small the planet is and how connected the atmosphere is.
Right, exactly. They called it the Hurricane in California because on the same day that the wind and the rain blew through, there was an earthquake, 5.1 on the Richter scale. So
every place has its dangers. Every place has its weak points.
Floods.
There's no place on this planet that's totally perfect and safe.
Nor has there ever been. It gets better in some places. The planet changes and things go with it. You were wondering about BRICS. I think a lot of people are because they've not heard about BRICS before. So I thought we'd spend a minute with a focus. I gave you the countries that are a part of it. That's where the name comes from. But what they claim to do is sort of present a counterweight to the group of seven, the democracies that are our country and Canada and France, UK, Germany, the European countries with Japan. Russia used to be in, it was called the Group of Eight, the G8, until they attacked Ukraine, and that was they got booted from there. So anyway, we have the United. Is this?
You said something very smart a few minutes ago. You said that this is the current lineup of that particular group. These groups change, as do the alliances. Everybody's are frenemies now. You're friends with your competitor. The alliances in the world are very, very hazy, and or blurry is a good word to use.
Yeah. And there are a lot of smaller countries that think the U.S. and all these G7 countries, and China's played on this. They play these people like a fiddle, so we want to, we're going to do what really is so astonishing here to me, and I say this frequently, is how. They were so smart, they knew what we were all about, they played us like a fiddle, got us to spend all our money to have them make all of our stuff, and then they take our money and use it against us. Pretty smart.
Yeah, but right? It's smart, but you're taking like a victim approach. We weren't forced to buy Chinese products.
No.
We said they made us do this. They didn't make us do anything.
No.
Americans have made a fortune off of the relationship with China.
Exactly. And the Chinese have made a fortune of their relationship with us.
So sit down at the table and work it out, you jerks.
28 past the hour.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceutical.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Jackson County Sheriff says the gunman who killed three people at a store in a predominantly black community Saturday had no criminal record. The gunman took his own life minutes after carrying out the racially motivated attack at a Dollar General store. Governor Ron DeSantis is urging Florida's West Coast residents to get ready for Tropical Storm Idalia as it intensifies this week into a hurricane. DeSantis has placed 33 counties under a state of emergency and says he's mobilized 1,100 National Guard members. A team from suburban Los Angeles has won the Little League Baseball World Series. El Segunda took down the Caribbean island team of Curaçao 6-5 on a walk-off home run Sunday. At the movies, Gran Turismo is taking a slim victory in its opening weekend, edging Barbie in the box office race domestically. Jerry Varmash, USA News.
eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now, I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Don't just shout at the radio. Let your voice be heard right now by calling 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DUG.
Let's go. Alright. Play a little baseball. It is, you're right. Summertime. The middle of, not really middle of August anymore. Getting toward the end of the month already. 34 and then some at the hour. Doug Steffens Good Day program. Brought to you in part by O'Reilly Auto Parts for your car care needs. Get the parts and the service you need. Get it fast. From the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. I don't think there's anybody named O'Reilly who's in. We have Chris O'Sullivan who's at the controls in our studio in Dallas today. He's not related to. If you think it's because the name begins with an O, they must all be related. They all sound alike, right? They all look alike. Everybody's got an O. They all look alike. They sound alike. Yep, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jay Kirshner is here, gracing us with her presence. And there's a criticism that has come across as I've surfed through some of our social media at Good Day Networks today. A comment from Ruth Anderson, who writes, Doug, please stop interrupting people when they're talking. It's so annoying. Most of the time, you're just making noise. Thank you, madam.
Half true. Half true.
Yeah. Well, I am making noise. That's
always
what I'm
have
supposed
something.
To
no, yeah, you always have something to say, though.
You know, that reminds me of how I was introduced when I was in college. I was in the Heidelberg College Concert Choir. We used to tour around the country, actually around the world. We had some good trips. And I was the business manager. And Dr. Ferris Ohl was the choir director, somebody that I loved immensely in my college experience. And he used to, we'd go to churches and we'd go to public venues when we were singing. And they always would fix us dinner before, you know, we'd travel all day, have dinner, and then we'd sing. And so I'd go in and make the arrangements and talk to the people about what we were going to do. I just was sort of the organizer. So he would introduce me to the minister or to whoever was in charge. Here, this is Dudley Steffen, our business manager. He always has something to say when there's nothing to be said. And
I would take that as a compliment.
I did take it as a compliment.
That was a compliment.
Yep. And I reminded him, at his 100th birthday, I reminded him of that. And he looked at me and said, I don't remember saying that. I said, well, you did. Many times. But anyway, from Ms. Anderson, I was, speaking of Heidelberg, I was the debate captain, the debate team. I was taught to, in debate, and this is not blaming, but it just is kind of where my head's at, because when we would do our research, and then you'd be debating somebody, there were debate teams and debate clubs and stuff. It's good for your head. There were competitions all over Ohio. You used to travel around and have debate contests. I imagine some people listening have gone through that if they were debaters. So I learned how to debate. And one of the things that Archie Thomas, who was the debate coach, the prof that taught us how to debate, interrupting was part of the game. So I have, when somebody makes a point, and like last night, the business with the debate, right? They all interrupt each other. And is it annoying? Yeah. I get what Ruth is talking about. It is annoying as hell. But it is where I come from, and it isn't my effort, although sometimes I understand it comes across that way, of me trying to overpower. I'm not trying to overpower Jay conversationally. It's just that what triggers a response which isn't delayed with me, and this goes back to college, there's a stimulant, the stimulus that comes from somebody saying something. It may not even be something that I want to counter. It's just something that is there, and there's I don't provide that as an excuse. It's right. I do. But
also,
sometimes, go ahead.
No, in this circumstance, too, this is your show, so you have primary mic duties. But there are so many times where I get so frustrated listening to radio shows where there are two, three people talking at the same time. And a lot of times, and you'll hear it here, if I start to say something, Doug, you will stop talking and let me speak. There are times where if I'm saying something and you're talking, I'll stop, because we both know that when there are two voices that continue to talk at the same time, neither voice gets heard. And I cannot tell you how many times I will be listening to radio shows, other radio shows, and somebody's talking, and then somebody else jumps in to say what they want to say, and they keep talking, but the first person who was originally talking is still talking. And now nobody is getting heard, and then a third voice jumps in because they want to say something, and now it's just such a commotion where it's like, I'm turning on something else.
Yeah. I want to also speak to something, comments on Instagram, again. Always get to us at Good Day Networks. And I don't often indulge, or if I do see something, or you pay attention and you'll point something out to me, Jay, I am going to respond to something that somebody said after a comment that I made. Was it last week or the week before? I've made the comment several times over the years on the air about my mother having an affair with the minister of our church. And the reason I bring it up now is because someone identified only as Dova, D-O-V-A, 80. Don't know who this person is, but I'll share the thoughts. She says to me, "You made the same mistake I did as a young person. You threw out the baby, bathwater, tub, and all of it concerning your mom and the minister. My husband was taken from me in a plane disaster while carrying our child, and the church had zero satisfying explanations for it. After 30 years, I realized my mistake, and I returned to my faith. You threw out the entire basket just because there was one bad apple that wasn't... I'm going to reverse this, man, because I have had, through the years, a lot of great experience. I have great faith. I have great belief in God. I have great belief in my fellow man. I have great belief in the animal kingdom and nature. And of the good nature, that's why we spend as much time talking about good stuff here as we do, even though, you know, the world is overcome. It's easy to take a shot at something that's bad or take a flyer with something that's bad. It's not so easy to look at something that's beautiful. So when I think about my mother and this guy never really meant anything. The guy who I really, when I grew up, the minister of the church, his name was Edward Everett Hale, after a writer of the 19th century. Wonderful man. He was one of the ministers that married. That's another side story. You know, I think I've told you the story about Tony and I getting married. Mm-hmm. She was having an affair with a priest. Get out of the convent. She was a nun. She got out of the convent because of that. And she met me, and we married 3 months later. And the two people who married us, the minister that I loved in the church and the guy she was having the affair with that still is a priest, was then and still is now. He runs some, I'm not going to tell you who he is, but he's very involved in the Catholic hierarchy. And so he was there to marry us. And when people heard the story, the conversation, we didn't talk about it then.
Yeah, but after, you know, the fact, that's
yeah.
funny.
So the point of the conversation here is that I haven't lost my faith at all. If anything, my faith was strengthened. I talk about my experiences at Heidelberg that greatly, and through music, my faith has been enhanced over the years. I'm talking about the spiritual, secular, sacred mm-hmm. music that we sang when we were on the road on the choir. But that's music, especially sacred music, some of the great. If I have a chance, I always listen to Elvis on the Elvis Channel on Sunday morning because it's 3 hours of him and his gospel music. There is nothing, nothing, nothing better than listening to him do the last, and it emotionally gets, you can hear in my voice, the last refrain in "How Great Thou Art."
There's something.
Oh, my God.
It's such a beautiful song anyway. His version, Carrie Underwood does a good one. Elvis is amazing. And I think Elvis, you touched on something too, Doug, where so many people, we've been trained to have this mentality of, if you're going to be religious, then you have to also be a member of the church. You have to go to church. And that's just, it's not the case. A lot of people are very religious, very spiritual, and they do not believe in the action of the church itself. Yeah.
Good job, Chris. Crank this up. Well, yeah, this is what I'm talking about. Best thing to do after that is take a couple of commercials.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion, with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-300-9ERC. That's 800-300-9ERC. 1-800-300-9ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
All right, so I'm off on a tangent now, Jay. I'm looking around at things. There's a website called Bright Vibes that I love to go to in my moments. Often at the end, your father sends me notes when I'm sending him, because sometimes late at night he and I are back and forth with emails. And so the other night he was 11:20 or something, and I long since should have been in bed, and I wasn't. I was doing some work and reading some stuff. I wasn't even really doing work. I was looking at this website, Bright Vibes, and maybe that's why I sleep as well as I do, because I look at stuff like this before I go to bed.
Happiness, yeah.
And so he said to me, go to bed. I could hear him.
You've got in trouble.
Go to bed.
You to bed.
So here's something that I'll embrace this for, you know, there's a different thing that comes across. And I sometimes post them on my own Facebook page, facebook.com/Doug Steffen. We waste our whole life preparing for the future, not realizing that the only way to be happy is to embrace every moment. And that, how often I say to people, I said this to my grandson, he didn't quite understand what I was saying. He's only 8 and a half, but he knows the concept of the rearview mirror being small and the windshield being big. And so he, you know, he was looking forward to going to school and getting excited about it. And his mother was concerned that he wasn't enjoying some of the moments that we had here on the farm, because the day after they went home from being here for 3 weeks, he went to school. And he was all excited about his friends and who the people are going to be in his class and that sort of thing. So we were trying to have a conversation, but he's a little young to get that. But most of you are old enough and full enough of life and experiences to get what we're talking about here, especially when we think, Jay, the time is going as quickly as it seems to be. Embrace every moment. Get as much out of it as you can, because that moment is gone. It's how many moments we've spent 40 seconds talking about this, 40 seconds that are no longer ours. But is it something that we can erase? God. Another thing, you want to smile? Go to Warren Eckstein's pet show website and look at the picture of the dog with his paw up. Those are moments in life, yeah. All right, where are we? It's 10 before the hour. This is Good Day.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I don't know if anybody recognizes this, and there's so much to talk about. We'll get to the heart of it right now. This is from the movie Beetlejuice. I know Chuck Curry, who's our movie man on Movie Moments, is thrilled to have Ned Beatty, good day. Ned Beatty. To have now, why did this go out of Beetlejuice the second time around? Why did I just lose who the star of the show as a Ned Beatty?
Michael Keaton.
Why did I confuse those two guys? All right, anyway, so is that what you're promoting here, the new Beetlejuice?
Tim Burton's birthday, the director, turned 65 years old. But they were filming the sequel to Beetlejuice many years after the fact. Beetlejuice came out, I believe, in 1988, became a nice size hit for Warner Brothers. A company called Geffen actually produced that film, and now they're doing a sequel. Michael Keaton back as Beetlejuice. Jenna Ortega, who is on the Netflix hit show Wednesday, the Addams Family spinoff, which was directed and produced by Tim Burton. So that should be really interesting. Also, Winona Ryder from the original film back to be one of the stars of that movie. But anyway, Tim Burton turns 65. I wish he turned to 65 years old. First came to fame as a Disney animator, did a movie called Frankenweenie, a short, got produced. It was very good, and it got Pee-wee's Big Adventure, then Beetlejuice, then Batman, which really put him on the map as a major player in the industry. Edward Scissorhands, probably my favorite Tim Burton movie. But like all directors, Doug, everything doesn't always go right, because he was certainly the wrong director for the Planet of the Apes remake in 2001 with Mark Wahlberg. Had some good stuff in it, but overall, just the wrong director for that vision. I'm not a huge fan of that film, although it's very watchable.
Yeah. All right. So let's look and see what's this. I'm looking at my own local 16-theater complex to see what's out this weekend or what's around. The thing that is a holdover, been around the longest, is Mission Impossible. Okay. Indiana Jones is gone from the theater, but Dead Reckoning is still there. Then there's Blue Beetle from last week. Dream Girl 2. I don't remember reading much about that. I don't know that much about it either. Golda, which is the new Helen Mirren movie. It's rated kind of half and half, depends on who you look at. Interesting story about a very interesting woman. This movie, Gran Turismo, you and I were talking about that off
the
air.
Today, that's about a race car driver who did simulated video games and became a real popular, successful race car. It's not tracking great, like 12 to 15 million. I mean, who am I to discuss box office?
Yeah.
But that, it doesn't make a movie good or bad. It's just, you know, it's just tracking somewhat. We got to tell you a story. The theater I'm involved in, we rarely have movies hold over more than 3 weeks because they just die after a couple, where we are in the smaller theater. Having said that, yesterday we've now had Barbie over 4 weeks, and I walked into the theater and there were 51 people, which is the most people I've ever seen in that theater in over a decade, in East Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania, Pocono Cinema, for a movie that's played 4 weeks. So it's amazing how popular, that movie has become. 1.3 billion. Worldwide.
So
incredible.
Here's something. I'm looking at the scheduled times.
Yeah.
Do you know what movie has more time, more showings today than any other movie on the 16 screens? Take a guess.
It would be the shortest one. Is it Barbie?
No. No, it isn't, as a matter of fact. It's not the shortest one. It's a regular two-hour movie. The new Liam Neeson movie called Retribution has more screen time today, more regular showtime than everything. I would have thought it would have been the Barbie thing, but
now,
it's not.
Here's the thing about the movie. It's not Neeson's cranking out these type of movies like two, 3 years. Now, it's not produced by a major studio. There's really no marketing campaign other than...
Oh, no, that's not true. I saw ads all over the place
this week on
network television.
Really? I'm surprised.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm surprised.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see how it does.
Yeah, it'd be interesting. Anyway, there's a Teenage Mutant Turtle movie out. That's been out for like a month.
It's done fairly well.
Is it?
90 million. It's done fairly well. It's animated.
Yeah. Yeah. What's The Hill about?
I'm not sure.
That's also good.
And they're going to re-release in limited release for its 30th anniversary, Jurassic Park, which came out in 1993. Greatest movie going experience I've ever had. By the way, today would have been Sean Connery's birthday. He would have been 9 years old. Sean Connery passed away in 2020. Pretty good actor. Pretty good.
I thought he was 93 when he died. Are you sure he would have been 93?
Well, he was born in 30, passed away in 2020. That's 90.
90.
He would have been 90.
Uh-huh.
No, he would have been 93 today.
He would have been 93.
My bad. He passed at 90. My bad.
All right. It's okay, Charlie. You have the weekend to recuperate, and then we'll talk to you on Monday. Doing well at the box office. All right, 59 past the hour on the Good Day program.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.